this site is the old Wilson Tobacco Factory. My mother worked here during the time when I was born. My father worked on the corner. I had the privilege to tear the top two stories of this building down. It was in the 80s, early 80s. I was commissioned by the owner, Mr. Cooper, to see who owned these buildings, to tear the top two floors down, which I did with the assistance of 8 laborers. We did this. It was quite a feat to accomplish it, because we did it without the use of any major equipment. We did it with crowbars and pick, and we improvised a lift using a hand floor jack with a wooden frame box that we created out of oak that was strong enough to hold the joists and the seals, the major wood materials that held the roof and the floors together. We were able to lower them down one by one using that. As I say, it was all by hand. It took about 2 months to accomplish it, but we did get it accomplished. It was a rewarding experience, except for the fact that I didn't really get paid for what I was agreed to get paid for. I was told I was going to be given $30,000 if I could accomplish the feat, but I ended up with $17,000. But that's how I was doing business here in Wilson. If you were black, you took, often we underbidded just to be able to get the jobs. But this building is made with size lookers bricks. And these bricks, they have a very unique history, not only to Wilson, but in my family's life. My uncle was a stone mason who worked oftentimes in these bricks. Many brick masons couldn't lay these bricks, because they're called Silas Lucas, and they're not all the same size. They're handmade, and they ended up being very desirable bricks for their decorative character as well as their structural integrity. Silas Lucas bricks have been the glue